Lesson 11. Dialogue.
Ooh, I'm starving. Listen, why don't we go and get something to eat?
Where shall we go?
Well, we could go and have a bite in the cafeteria. I'm sorry, what does have a bite mean?
Oh, you know, have a snack. A cup of coffee and a little something to eat.
Oh, no, no, no. Look, it's 6 o'clock, dinner time. It's high time we had a proper meal. Why don't we go to a restaurant? I'd like a nice juicy steak, well done, with fried potatoes, onions, mushrooms, and a fresh green salad.
Oh, stop, stop, my mouth's watering.
Well, what do you say? Shall we go and eat?
Sounds good to me.
Wait a minute, though. We should really make inquiries about our flight first.
All right, Igor, why don't you go to the information desk? You can find everything out.
Listen, everyone, I've got some news. The flight's now delayed even longer.
What? When will the plane take off?
They're not sure exactly, but they say we won't be leaving before midnight.
Oh dear, why not?
They blame the weather. Low cloud, fog, thunder and lightning.
Oh no!
You don't seem too upset by this delay, Igor.
Ah, look on the bright side. Now at least we can go to a restaurant. We can enjoy a good dinner in good company. Then we'll see what happens.
You're right, let's go.
Hang on a minute. What about our luggage, all these suitcases and packages?
We can leave them at the left luggage desk.
Oh, I can look after them if you like. I'll stay here.
Oh, no.
No, no.
What are you saying? Let's all go together.
But I can't do anything in Moscow without any money. Oh, and I should inform my travel agency, Intourist.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll look after the bill.
Yes, and we'll talk to Intourist. We'll let them know you're our guest.
Yes, Judy, you can count on us to take care of everything.
Look, that's very kind of you. In fact, it's too kind. I really can't put you to all this trouble.
Please, Judy, don't mention it. And we won't take no for an answer. Eugene, your English is better than mine. Do you know the proper way to ask a young English lady out to dinner?
I'm not sure about that. What would you say, Neil?
Oh, I'm out of practice, I'm afraid. But you could simply say, how about dinner this evening? Or, let's have dinner together. Or you could book a little table for two at a posh restaurant, and then you might take her flowers and say, I'd be delighted if you would have dinner with me this evening.
I see. Well, Eugene, shall we get some flowers?
Okay. Let's skip the formalities. You've talked me into it. I accept your kind invitation.
Great. Let's all go then. Is this your case?
Yes, and the other one's mine too.
Oh, fine. I'll take them and you follow me.
Wait a second, we still have to choose a good restaurant.
Don't worry, I know a restaurant with a good reputation and excellent cuisine.
Good, good, but isn't cuisine a French word?
Yes, and so are the words restaurant, hors d'oeuvre and many others. There are very many French words in English, especially words about cooking and food.
That's because French cooking is the best in the world.